yourself that your heart is racing so. You don't have to be. I'm not here to feed. I simply wish to spend some time in your presence. Come. You are. Don't be shy. Your eyes, aren't they just enchanting? And mine, aren't they deep? There's nothing to fear in those depths, my child. And you can feel it, can't you? How easy it would be to sink into it, into them. No, I couldn't thrall you to me, to force you into that, but it feels wrong now, cheap. I have grown quite fond of you. And the person that you are when you are in my thrall is not that person. The one I am here to see. The one who still shrinks from my touch. Perhaps, hopefully, not forever. Come here. Let me hold you. That was not a request. Do I? Well, yes, I am a bit warm, I suppose. Just for the next few hours, though. Feeding does that to a vampire. You have but to ask. Just a man from the village. Drunk. Easily missed. Quickly forgotten. You see, I did not want to fight. Ravenous in my hunger. But no, mistress has of you is to lay here in my arms. Humans have always been such a fascination of mine. I was one myself, of course, but that was so many years ago. Sometimes I struggle. Beautiful, long forgotten song. Yet, sometimes, through you, it's almost as if I can hear it again. Not the same song, no, but similar. No fangs, no feeding, just soft and soothing and sweet. It's like I am not unempathetic to your plight. No, that does not mean I'm going to release you. Rather, that I understand how you must feel. You must my poor little thing. But not tonight. Tonight, you are to push that all away. All thoughts that have driven you to such unhappiness. And instead, and know that you are safe here, for you are mine, pet, and no harm may come to that which is mine, unless it is by my hand or with my permission. And this evening, only soft, soothing, and sweet. Don't you remember? If you so deserve, you do, at the very least, my wonderful bed. Close your eyes. Just listen to the sound of my voice. The rain against the window. With each drop that falls, feel your anxiety drain from you, bit by bit, drop by drop. Left is this us and the peace of a perfect evening. This reminds me of when I was a girl, how when it would storm, she would run her fingers through my hair and sing and smile and tell stories of lands where creatures great and terrible would rampage through the forest. They never frightened me like the storms did. So often parents lie to keep their children safe from harm. So I think I never quite believed her, though I certainly do now. And oh, there is so much more to it than she could ever have guessed. And that's why it's safe. In an inn home in your village, no matter how fortified. You see, to fight the enemy, you must know the enemy. And in this, you humans are so often to my benefit, I will admit, but as I said, you're mine. I would be completely bereft if something were to happen to you. I've come to care for you. In only a short period of time. Regardless of how you may feel at present, it does not change how I feel. If only you would give in and let yourself enjoy. How weary you are, how worn, and how unfortunate when you could be spending more evenings like this instead. Isn't it better you could almost pass for serene if I didn't know what fire burned behind those eyes. I don't mind, though, how you burn for me. Only breath in and out, soft and slow and quiet, relaxed, just me.